Isaiah 55:3, the Lord says, "Incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." I'm going to pray again to 1 Peter 2:24 through 25. Father, we thank you for your Son, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Amen. Psalm 105a, which we put in there.
Alleluia, give thanks to God.
a note that says LXX at the top because the hallelujah or praise the Lord is only found in the Septuagint translation to signify that this was originally a psalm of praise. I'm going to go to our Psalm 119 book. We're going to sing part 3, which is the third part, Psalm 119 book. And the third page contains also the third part of Psalm 119, which Hebrew letter is Gimel, or Gimel. Covers the verses 17 through 24 of Psalm 119, third part, third letter, Gimel. We're going to sing it to Amazing Grace.
With me, thy servant, in thy grace, deal bountifully, Lord, that by thy favor I may live.
Can be learned out of that psalm. We have one more psalm. Back to our pamphlet here. We're just going to sing the top part of 105C, which, remembering 105A is the beginning of the psalm. It's a very long psalm, so it's been split up into several parts. And so we're just going to sing the top section down to the line from 23 to 40. And then we will use the rest after the message today. Let's hum out then last week.
Shall do these things after this manner in offering
an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord.
And if a stranger sojourn with you, or whosoever be among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord, as ye do, so he shall do.
One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance forever in your generations. As ye are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord.
One
manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourns with you.
And we're going to go to Luke 21:29-38, which Christian is going to read to us if he's prepared to do so. And so, some of what we've studied this morning actually is applicable to what we just read in Numbers 15. And you'll also notice that God makes no exception to whoever comes to offer the offering, that he is required to do the same in sacrifice as the native is to do. So that is where the principle of one law for you and for the stranger comes into play. Not that that alters all of God's law, but that in worship, you don't have a right to say, well, I'm a stranger, I don't have to give as much to the Lord. So you have to do it like the Israelites do. When in Israel,
so Luke chapter 21, verses 29-38. And he spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees, when they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him.
You can be seen. So who feels benefited by going through the law in the New Testament every week?
Does everybody feel benefited by that?
I'm glad.
I feel benefited by it. You catch things that, though you may read the Bible every day, and I usually do multiple hours a day in the morning, you still hear something together when someone else reads it to you, or you go through it and you go, huh, haven't thought about that in a while, or I never thought about that. So it's a pretty impressive and powerful thing the Word of God is. You'll never plumb the depths of it, I've heard several people say, and if you let every word speak to you, considering all of our call to worship has come from Scripture, the songs, the prayers have come from Scripture, the psalms obviously are Scripture, the readings are all from Scripture, and what we're about to read here is going to be an exposition of Scripture with my fallibility possibly imbued into it. So that's why we sit down at this point in the reading of the message, or giving of the message, as opposed to always standing for the Word of God and reverence for it. And so it's kind of an important feature of having things in order to remember why we do what we do. So we're going to go to 1 Peter.
Yeah. About Psalm 105C, singing the rest of the psalm. From 40 downward, okay? You in agreement? Okay.
No.
you in agreement?
Yeah, okay.
Difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all, he is rich unto all that call upon him.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent?
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things.
But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who has believed our report?
So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
But I say, have they not heard?
Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world.
But I say, did not Israel know?
For Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are my people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you.
But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me.
But to Israel he saith, all day long have I stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people.
Sad but true. Should teach us the function here being taught about, and I hope you think about it some, is how the Lord uses preachers to preach the gospel and to speak to people, and how the word goes forth, and how faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes from the word of God, and then we likewise get to see that God uses many means to get to people, but not all are going to be gotten to. So, a lot to learn in those statements. We're going to go to Psalm 25 for our confession of fellowship and sin today, and ending. Psalm 25. We're going to read down to verse
7. We'll go to the Ten Commandments and come back to verse 8. So I'd recommend you take your pamphlet, put it in Exodus chapter 20, and your thumb, if you have one, and to, there are some people who have been with us who couldn't do that, and Psalm 25. We'll get to Exodus 20 when we get to that point, right after verse 7. And we'll say it together.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, and let my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have never been of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord.
Good.
Let's go to Exodus chapter 20, where the Ten Commandments is, starting in verse 3.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Psalm 25, starting at 8. Hopefully this is the prayer that we have in recognizing our sins.
Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he will teach sinners in the way. The meek he will guide in judgment, and the meek he will teach his way. The paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, unto us to keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged, but bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee.
Redeem, O God, out of all the troubles.
Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for another day of your grace and mercy. Thank you for another Sabbath, God. Thank you for putting it in our hearts to even want to remember it and to keep it and to preserve it. And Lord, I just continue to ask that you would just reveal your calendar to us and the importance of it and the beauty of it, God, and that we would just see things that we may miss or maybe things that we would take for granted, God. And Lord, as we're coming into this second work week of this month, God, I just ask that you would bless it for each and every one that's here. Bless our hands as we work and our minds as we think about the things that we need to accomplish. Give us a sound mind and just sound thoughts, organized thoughts, God, of what things need to be accomplished and how we can dominionize this world for your kingdom come. And just help us to be good Christian dominionizers. Help us to love your law, God, and open our eyes to the beauty of it. And let our joy be in you, God. Help us to live by the fruit of the Spirit. And Lord, help us obey those two greatest commandments of loving you and loving our neighbor. And bless this food, Father, that we're about to eat. I ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.